Welcome to Royal Grace Chapel, the Empowerment Center, where faith comes alive through inspiring messages and teachings. At Royal Grace Chapel, our mission is to empower you to connect with God in worship, relationship with other believers, and enable you to fulfill your purpose for global impact. We believe in the power of transformation through the Word of God, and that's exactly what you'll experience as you journey with us through our plethora of messages. Get ready to be equipped, uplifted, and empowered on your path of faith. Be transformed as you listen to today's empowering message.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm continuing on the subject of the person of character. And I'm rounding up today. Lady P started with integrity. And I started with character. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 3. I will first read from the Living Bible. Proverbs 11 verse 3. I want to congratulate somebody by your side. Welcome. Say you are welcome. I know you will be blessed. I'm sure the person you are sitting down beside, I have not told you who he or she is, but you are just looking at the most blessed person. You are privileged to sit by the most blessed person in the universe. That person you are sitting is the, in case you don't know, that's the most blessed person. So look at it, Mr. Blessing, Mrs. Blessing, or Miss Blessing. I now know that you are very important. And I'm blessed to be sitting by you. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11 verse 3 says, the Living Bible actually says it this way first. A good man is guided by his honesty. The evil man is destroyed by his dishonesty. That's how the Living Bible puts it. A good man is guided by his honesty. The evil man is destroyed by his dishonesty. Now look at the way NLT puts it. Honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. The question I want to ask you today is that which one is guiding your life? Whether you like it or not, is either you are following honesty or dishonesty. Is either you are being guided by honesty or dishonesty. But it went on to say in verse 5, the godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. Verse 6. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. The godliness of what again? Of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. Verse 9. With their words, verse 9, the godless destroy their friends. Have you seen some before? Those who go and they destroy everybody with their words. They are in a place, but yet everything that comes out of their mouth is destruction. They drink from the water, but yet they prevent other people from drinking from the same water by their words. Said, with their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. Knowledge will rescue the righteous. Amen, somebody. You see, in this life, you are either living by honesty or dishonesty. To be a person of character is to live by a set of value without compromise. To be a person of character is to live by a set of values without what? Compromise. That is why the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It mentioned 9 of them, and one of them I like is long-suffering. How can Bible says long-suffering is a spiritual value? Because you see, when people go through hardship, they go through challenges, they go through pressure, their true nature shows. One of the blessings you will see from God is the blessing of pressure. Before God blesses a man, the man has to pass the test of pressure. Pressure means to be pressed. That's pressure. It means to be pressed. One of the meanings of pressure is that you are being pressed. It's pressing you. And as it's pressing you, it's pushing out something at a high rate. The rate at which the thing is coming out is more. One day, I saw a person driving Keke Napep. I don't know what happened between him and the vehicle. The man came down. They did not even need themselves. It was just a mere or a near collision, I should say. The guy who was driving the Keke Napep came down and went, opened the boot of his Keke Napep, brought out spanner to want to fight and damage the head of the other man. Spanner. Mr. Man, with Keke Napep that they nearly scratched, you are bringing out spanner. What will happen when you have Land Cruiser? No, you will bring out a gun. No, if with Keke Napep, tricycle, you are going to reach out for spanner. When he has a Land Cruiser, what will happen? What value is guiding your life, governing your life? Whether you like it or not, there is a, we are all guided and governed by a set of values and principles. But to be a person of character, you are ready to lose that contract so that because you are truthful, that to say you will gain it for lying. Recently, do you know the challenge that Nigerians are having with most countries? Lack of character. They call us the 419 capital of the world. Recently, Ghana, I think this week, somebody was posting that South Africa changed their, they have a lot of stringent measures for Nigeria to travel to South Africa. But the same South Africa gave Ghanaians visa waiver that you, as a Ghanaian with a Ghanaian passport, you can come to South Africa and stay for 90 days and go back. You don't need a visa anymore. But why is it that they are making us, our country, look as though they are useless? Because Nigeria go with tourism visa and he knows he's not coming back home. Some of them will even say that he has carried somebody he doesn't know and married. They will even go and wear wedding gown. The other day I hear that when they come to your wedding, they will come and take picture with you. Just, and the guy that is standing, that picture they are taking at your own wedding is the one they will go and present at the embassy that is their wedding. Some are even organizing wedding. They will pay people to say, let's do as if it's a wedding. Organize face pack, pay fake pastor. And the woman will go and rent gown just because of visa. Now, of course, with time, all these countries have discovered that when they block us here, we open another one. When they block, so even South Africa, that Nigeria was fighting for during apartheid, is saying we don't want you. No, Dubai, who has at 1973 had no airport, that now is saying even Nigeria, we don't want you. What is our problem? Lack of character. Because when we need visa, we can say that even our living mother is dead. If that is the qualification to get a visa. Your mother that is alive, because of visa, she's dead. That's that desperate. And every country are now afraid of us. We have mega churches. Crowds everywhere on Sunday. But mega liars.
character.
Number two, a person of character is committed to a set of principles and standards. A person of character is committed, you are committed to a set of principles and standards. Standard means that you are not going below this. Come with me. Standard means these are the principles and I will not violate it. So even if they have not paid you for 2 months, you still say, no, that does not mean that you will be a liar. Ministry of Works, Federal Ministry of Works, the new minister locked this civil servant out. You go and check for it. It was in the news. And he said, because all of them were coming late. I know somebody who has been working with the Ministry of Works who said he has been working there for a long time now. He has not gone to work for about 2 years, yet he's receiving salary. Now, this man, the new minister, then said, you have all come late. He locked them outside. Do you know what they did? They too went to go and lock him inside. He said, you lock us outside? You too, you will lock you inside. No principles, no standard. Anything goes anywhere. Why are we running to other people's country? It's simple. They have sets of standard and principles that they will not violate. Permit me to use this example. When I'm late for my international trip sometime, I pray in Nigeria. Concerning Nigeria, if it's Nigeria airline, my prayer used to answer. But when I pray, if it's a foreign airline, I don't know, the prayer don't get answered. One time, I was flying, and they said, this flight leaves by XYZ time. It's a standard they have set. Check in 45 minutes before time. When it's time to check in, this is the line. I was at the airport drinking coffee or whatever I was doing. And when it was time, I was, honestly speaking, when I got there, they told me, I can't go. Hey, Joe, to your law. Hey, Joe. You can't go. Then I began to ask myself, how come God does not answer my prayer when it comes to foreign airline? When you get to the metro station, this train arrives at 11:45. Believe you me, at that time, some seconds to 11:45, you will start hearing, bah! The train is coming, give way, and it leaves 3 minutes. At the dot of 3 minutes, it moves. But you see, the same Nigerians that will not abide by any standard here, when we go there, somehow the boat is removed. When we begin to comply. But when we are back home, from our airport, the man, the big man, who when he is at Heathrow, right? Heathrow is in London, all right? He queues. Whether it's a big man or a small man, everybody queues. We go through immigration. The same people, as we are coming down from the flight, and we know that we have landed in Nigeria, you will see everybody wants to jump queue. The queue just disappears. But when we go, we follow the standards. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Number three, to be a person of character is simply means you are who you say you are. In other words, to be a person of character simply means, in other words, I am who I am. Let people know, I am who I am. I am who I am. You know, I like that word because oftentimes when we read that in Exodus chapter 3, when the Lord said to Moses, when you go to Egypt, tell them that I am have sent you. We often think that is an incommunicable name or attribute of God. I am who I am is a statement. It was a sentence the Lord made. It was a statement. It is one of the names of God that is just a statement of integrity. In other words, in Egypt, they lack character and integrity. When you go into Egypt, don't say you are a Christian. Don't say you are a pastor. Don't say you are a bishop. Just show that you are who you say you are. Integrity is what counts in Egypt, not even your pastoral title. That's what we when you go to work, people don't want to know whether you are a Christian there. Don't even tell them you go to church. By your fruit, let them know that you go to church. I've seen people who carry Bible to work. Yet, when pressure comes, the Bible disappears. I am who I am. That's what should govern your life in Egypt. Because in Egypt, don't you realize that Pharaoh will say, I will let you go. When things change, you will not let them go. It took about 10 times before Pharaoh was convinced. After he lost everything, God knew that in Egypt, don't introduce me as Yahweh. Don't be carrying this plague. I am born again. I am born. Don't you know I'm a pastor? Don't you know I'm a pastor? No, I don't want to know you are a pastor. Don't even tell me you are born again. But by the time I relate with you, I want to see that character, that virtue, because it's not by their title. It's not by what they say. It's by what we see coming out of them that makes us know who you are. In fact, some time ago, somebody bought an obituary. One brought an obituary of his grandfather or of his other that died. And he said, my father died. This is the obituary. We are going to bury him. When you come like that, see, we will not just give you without doing investigation. We like to help people, but we don't help people foolishly here. I told the people, normally we don't help outsiders who are not inside this church. Why? Because why are you now coming to a church where you need help? Where have you been when you don't need the help? Go to where you are. If it's the club, go to the club and seek for the help. If it's a beer parlor, go to the beer parlor and seek for the help. Why are you coming to church when you need the help? But there are times that we want to bend the rules and just help. And so I said, this man who said he has an obituary. So we took out the obituary. What's your Facebook handle? Then he turned to story. At least if your father is dead, we must see if either you have posted it on your Facebook. And you did not even post your father's birthday on your Facebook before. We don't. And he said, if you want to help me, help me. And you know, he came here, told me he was a pastor. Another one brought pictures of flood that had ravaged the orphanage home. We saw the picture of the orphanage home. We saw everything there. And he said, it's Asongo. The children now, they need help. I said, okay, Asongo, no problem. Admin office, get somebody. Where is the place? I said, okay, let's go there. At least we must see the place. With pictures, sir, mere lies. Even now, when we sit down in church, we have to be very careful sometimes because the person that is sitting, holy, she may not be who she is. Haven't you heard cases of phone being lost in the church? And yet, they are there, holy. Go and shake your brother. They are, hello, bless you. And it's as you are praying. As you are praying, she's only after your phone. We caught one in church one time after a vigil. Because she came to the wrong church. We don't know when we have CCTV. So somebody said, our phone is busy. Somebody said, no, go and review the CCTV. If you see the way she was, people, and this girl, Doreen Vichy, that's why when we sat all those demons on time, people at the point, I don't know what to believe anymore. Because you see, you have seen people there. After all the shouting. Oh, this one. And me as a pastor, I was thinking that the power of God, I got to receive it. Thank God that my phone was not in my pocket. So as she was there, receive. That's why when I'm saying receive now, you see my phone is somewhere. Carry my phone. Because as they are saying receive, maybe it's your phone she wants to receive. Oh! She fell down. I'm not saying it's not genuine. But you see, fake people have don't help us to know which one is it anymore. That's why when you are falling down now, there are people who will hold you. So that the demon will not go into under somebody because you are saying this. Oh! What have we not seen even in church? Even in church. After she fell. Me, I was so anointed. As a pastor, you want all the demons to come out. I don't know that all this demon was just looking for phone. All the shouts is like, where's the phone? If I've heard it, I would have known. Where's phone? I didn't hear. Yeah, I was only thinking that the demon was saying, I want to go. What the demon was saying? I need phone! I need phone! I need phone! I need phone! We all went to go and sleep. Everybody cared for the sister. They loved the sister. They helped her. When they slept, around 2 a.m. No, around 3, because we finished the video around 3. So around 4, yeah, it was like James Bond. When we were reviewing it in camera, she just woke up. Then she moved. Then when the people who are parading came, she would sleep again. I'm telling you, real life. I will have shown you the video, but just not to embarrass her. Because maybe she's the person you wanted to marry, so we don't want you to marry. She moved. Pa! 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 How she was able to move the phone, then went to instantly put it off, remove the SIM. You know that she's been doing it for a long time. Kept it there. Exactly 5 thereabouts. Moved out. When we got to our house, the father cursed us. You have told my daughter not to go to any church that is not our church. You see, it's because of all these things. We just let the man finish. Baba, she is not who she says she is. No earring, no this thing. And my daughter, she can't. Your people, you can't. Baba, hey, she is not who she is. By the time we brought out the video and the father saw it, he said, oh, pami, oh, pami, oh, pami, oh, pami, oh, pami. She, are you? Do you know that she had even sold that phone that morning? She had to go and look at the person she sold the phone to. The person had to go. Within hours, the phone, I think, had reached Computer Village. The question is, who are you? Who are you? That is why the Bible says judgment will begin in the house of God. Because oftentimes, most of us, you see, we are not who we say we are. I was teaching them in my class this morning of the blessing of pressure. Give me the orange. One of the blessings God gives you in life is the blessing of pressure. Out for you to pay attention to your character. Watch out for your actions or things that you do when you are under pressure. Financial pressure, marital pressure, whatever it is. David says, search me true and true till my heart becomes. I said, no, and search everything in me. See, this is what? This is what? Courage. One of the ways to know the stuff you are capable of or who you are, in good season, this orange appears very smooth. In good season, this orange appears nice. Very nice round orange. But you see, when God wants to help a man, that is why it's called long suffering. It makes you go through a season of pressure. The Bible said there are two builders, one built on the sand and the other one built on the rock. And the storm came and the wind blew vehemently on the house. And the house of one came crumbling down because it was founded on the sand. But the other one stood because it was built on the rock. When you are not building your life based on set values, principles, and standard, you are actually building on a sand. You've gotten the job quite all right, but you know it's with a fake degree. You've married the man quite all right, but you know it's that you it's with mascara. I don't know whether I know what mascara is, but I think that there is one that covers even a tribal mark. Foundation, right? I like if they call the foundation is right. Because if the foundation is faulty, what shall the righteous do? Maybe that's why they call it foundation. But you know that the foundation of that relationship is deception. He doesn't know that you have actually had children or a child outside of wedlock. But you say that child is your cousin. The foundation. You've gotten the job. You know that you only finished primary school.
But you say you have had your first degree. But one day, there will be pressure. What pressure does is to reveal content. What pressure does is to what? Pay attention to what you see or what you do when you are under pressure. That is the real you. The real you is what shows up when we press you or when God allows life to press you. You see, it's coming out. The man who went to go and bring spanner because somebody scratched his tricycle, it shows that he has a tendency to be a murderer. But he doesn't know. Because it's not normal to go and just carry spanner to chase someone. It shows that he has a tendency to kill, but he didn't know. But that situation just revealed it. Haven't you seen that even when there are small scratches on the road, people turn to mad people because of car? Road rage. Yesterday, I was reading in the news, a woman went to go and pour hot oil on the husband because the husband refused to give had the share out of the money he collected from duping somebody. He poured hot oil on the woman. The woman today is in police custody. But if she had paid attention, she would have seen that when she's angry, she feels like throwing stone. Maybe it may start with throwing matches. It may start with just blowing somebody, ordaining him. But today she's in prison. She has no access to her children anymore. Because she did not pay attention to what has been coming out when she's pressed. When she's pressed. When you are in need of money, when you are in need of money, what do? You can take any money that is not your own. When people forget money in your hand, and now financial pressure is pressing you, you spend it. You know it's not your own. You spend it. You can spend it. When you are caught red-handed because you are concerned about the opinion of people, now you have been caught in that situation and you begin to now lie. 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 This is lie for you. See, pressure reveals character. Pressure reveals what? Character. Your character will show when you are pressured. If I were you, I would pay attention to what comes out when I'm pressed. I'll pay attention to it. Because you see, how far you will go will be determined by your character. How far you go will be determined by your character. Is somebody with me? Everybody will go through this season of being pressed. Everybody will go through it. One day I was in Texas. My wife was not there with me. I was in a church on Sunday with my host. I come and see all the men in one of the Nigerian churches that had branch in Texas. You know? Oh, oh. The pastor was a female. The pastor's wife, husband, was a male. On Monday, my host wanted to treat me well. So he said he was going to take me to a place I would love. There was no signage. Far away in Dallas, Texas. We go there. For the first time. I've never entered one before. I don't say those of you have entered, you are bad. You used to be bad, but now you are good. I saw women just walking around in panties. Some of them without bra. I said, "Whoa! There are some things you will see that will make you speak in tongues. It's not only tongues, it's sinful tongues. Not every tongue is tongue. There are some detongued tongue. That's why you watch when people say, and after you speak the tongue, we are watching you. If your character does not match your tongue, it's a detonged tongue. It has been detonged. Hey! I saw different sizes. My imagination went wild. And the man told me, sit down. As I sat there, said, he told me of how they do the service. This one is a dance in front. This one is dance and she will sit on you. This one, dance and touch. You can touch anywhere. And this one, the last service, the most expensive, dance all, you know, all service. The dance you are aroused and you can go to that corner. I thought about it. Pastor Joe, that normally see vision out of all of us, he will not see this one. My wife was far away. And you know, Onyibu is different. Hello. How are you? Fine. I said to myself, nobody is there. And you know something, married people? Some of those temptations come to you when you are even having misunderstanding with your spouse. Just to justify it. Your husband will not be nice. Maybe your wife is even the one that any small thing, she just zip out like Spider-Woman. Just go. Say, because of my husband. It's because my wife is not so nice. Oh, boy. See. Pressure. 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 I don't know what you are going through right now. But if your standard has changed, you see, the way the financial crisis in Nigeria is going, dollar has become once this, one that, 1,000, we cannot even mention it for whatever, no reasonable reason, because we don't know where the one is going now. But a lot of people will lose faith in their God. Because of what? Pressure. But they've never had faith in the first place. For those who know their God shall be strong. I told my hosts, and he told me, he showed me the men I saw in church. I said, see that man. I said, but what will he tell his wife? I said, oh, can't you see that he came with a book? He's in the library. He comes to read here to receive inspiration. I'm telling you a true story. I nearly, okay, let me just do it. But you know something? When you are a child of destiny, what others do and go scot-free, if you do it, you will not go scot-free. Because God is after your own destiny. That it is popular does not mean it is godly. That it is popular does not mean it's godly. Pressure. What is happening right now in your life? What are you doing that nobody knows about? It's a pressure. It's a test of pressure. If I keep pressing this orange from now till tomorrow, if black substance comes out, you will all agree that from the onset it's never an orange. Let's go back to focusing on character. That's why you see me, I pay attention to people when they are under pressure. For instance, in churches, one of the tools that churches use is things like suspension, rebuke, correction. When you press them, what happens is you see, the substance will come. You know, Pastor Ihe Adeboye, I was reading his autobiography. One of the things that came, perhaps it was not Pastor Adeboye that was supposed to be the GO of Redeem, because his uncle was the one that took him to that church at the Butemeta. But something happened in that church, and they had to bring his uncle under radar, and he was pressed. He said, now I leave. I leave. And he told Pastor Adeboye, you live with me. But he said, no. No. You see, that she is your close friend does not mean that your loyalty should be to her when it comes to principles and right values. Let me say this to married people. It is called marriage certificate, not L certificate. A lot of women are on their way to hell because their loyalty is to their marriage, not to their God. Mrs. Sapphira, she had no business dying. But when the husband said, Safi, baby, we are going to church tomorrow. Say, okay. When they ask us, because people have been giving money to these building projects, when we too, we have to give so that they don't say we are a devil. But you see, let us, when we sell, let's take 50 and give 50. But because the norm now is that everybody gives 100%. So now, when we get a church, just tell them that, oh, we have given the same amount we sold the building. Safi Shogbo? Okay. And the Bible said, Sapphira got to church. No, Ananias got there first. Thank you. Let me read it to you. Ananias got there first. And the Bible said that when Ananias got there, Peter asked, what money have you brought? He said, oh, is the money for the property we have sold? Is the money for the, I said, are you sure? He said, yes. How much did you sell it? He said, we sell it for 1 million naira. And this is everything, yes. And the Bible said, instantly he fell down and died. Boom. Why? He said, why? Peter told him, let me look for that scripture. It's an important scripture for us to come by. Peter said to him, he said, why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart with lies? With lies. And he said, yes, Acts chapter 5. That's where it is, Acts chapter 5. He said, verse 3. Then Peter said to Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit and you kept some of the money for yourself. The property was yours. Give me NLT. The property was yours to sell or not to sell. As you wish. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God. Verse 5. As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell to the floor and died. Everyone who heard about it was terrified. Now watch the woman. Verse 7. About 3 hours later, his wife came in. And not knowing what had happened, Peter asked her, was this the price you and your husband received for your land? Yes, she replied. That was the price. Verse 9. And Peter said, how could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door. And they will carry you out too. Instantly she fell instantly she fell to the floor and died. Ungodly character is a killer. So many destinies have been wasted. Look at married woman. Let me say this. You know, after I said this about 2 weeks ago, a woman called me and said, Pastor, you are against the women. Because I said, even if he give you 5,000 naira, you know that he doesn't give you any other money. And don't lie that you have used 5,000 naira for soup when you actually use 3,000. I guess you say, whatever I do with this money is my business. The most important thing is that soup will arrive and there will be meat inside. That's it. Give me 5,000 naira. That's my own charge for it. But if he ask you how much, it's less than 3,000 naira, but I must have other things to it. Because the truth of the matter is this. Thank you. The truth of the matter is this. The pressure of keeping your marriage can make you begin to side with a man when you know that he's living an ungodly life. Whatever judgment comes upon him, you cannot escape it. Don't let your marriage send you to hell. Because in heaven, there is no marriage. There is no wedding in heaven. Angels don't conduct wedding. So it means everything ends here on earth. So you should be able to look at your husband and say, this thing, I'm still your wife, but I'm not your wife in sin. This thing is wrong, this thing is right. What if he walks away? Well, the truth of the matter is, it's better to lose a man based on the right thing, doing the right thing, than to keep him based on ungodly things. Because a man that does not fear God cannot fear you. man that does not fear God, that does not fear his maker, is a matter of time he will see that he doesn't fear you. That is why I said, even if it's your wife, when it comes to that junction of the test of character, stand for what is right. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Let's quickly jump to some more points. Are you being blessed this morning? How to develop your character. You can develop your character. It's a process, it's a journey, but it is possible. And I will give you some vital points on how to develop your character. When you want to have muscle, I've been trying to have muscle since. I don't know why. It has not happened to me. I go to the gym. After 2 weeks, the muscle is not coming out, so I stop. But like muscle, you have to learn to do it consistently, not just for 2 weeks. Be there. Sweat it out. Character is like muscle. You have to practice those set of principles and values consistently for your character to be fully grown and developed. Character development is not an event. It's a process. It's something you have to do day by day. It's not something that happened on a one-off. No, but it is something that will evolve with time, day by day, day by day. I should put those values, those principles, those standards to work in your life. Is somebody with me? How do you develop your character? Number one, embrace and submit to biblical principles. Embrace and submit to biblical principles. Psalm 119 verse 101 NLT. Psalm 119 verse 101. It says, I have refused to walk on any evil path. It's a decision. To be a person of character is a decision you have to make. God will not make it for you. Even after you became born again, you have to decide to be a person of character. Say, I have refused to walk on any evil path, so that I may remain obedient to your word. Verse 102. I haven't turned away from your regulations. Can you see I? It's a decision. It took that decision. For you have taught me well. Verse 3. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Verse 104. Your commandment give me understanding. No wonder I hate false way of life. No wonder I hate false way of life. There's a right way of life and a false way of life. There's a right way to live and a false way to live. Say, no wonder I hate it. Let's look for an example of people who do not imbibe biblical standards. A man called Lot. Lot was a boy that lost his father. Nahor had three children, and Abraham was one of them. But Lot's father died. Now watch. In Genesis chapter 12, the Bible said that God called Abraham, and Lot went with him. In Genesis 13, the Bible says in verse 2, and Abram was very rich in cattle. Are you still with me? In silver and in gold. Verse 5 now, watch. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks, herds, and tents. But verse 6, watch. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Verse 7, and there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. Verse 8, and Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen. For we are brethren. For we are what? Verse 9, is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou will take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Verse 10.
And Lot lifted up his eyes and behold all the plain of Jordan. Watch. The eyes of conversionists. That it was well watered and everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as that cometh out of Zoar. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, watch now. After that Lot was separated from him, lift now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. What are the lessons we want to learn from here? The number one thing I want you to see first. Remember that Abraham was the one that carried Lot along. When it was time to choose, who should have chosen first? Who should have chosen first? But who chose first? But give me verse 15. When Lot had chosen the best parts, look at what God said. For all the land which thou see, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. For how long? Lot went for prosperity. Prosperity came to look for Abraham. Listen, in this world, you can do anything to get money. A man recently, I heard Dr. Paul Nietzsche said something recently. He said, a boy sacrificed his mother, came to him, was asking for forgiveness. He said, he sacrificed his own mother, beheaded her, and buried her in his living room. The mother who carried him for 9 months, breastfeeded her. He beheaded the mother because the ritualist said, or the man, the herbalist, or whoever he said that that is the key to getting money. And he went to go and behead his own mother and buried the head of the mother, buried the mother in his living room where he's eating every day. He did not just start there. Because the Bible says the love of money is the what? Mobad sang, he said, I want to be rich at all costs. Is that what the guy sang? Oh yes, I went to go. He said, I want to be rich at any cost. Any cost mentality for money will land you in trouble. It will land you in trouble. See, this man went for money, went for quick wealth. He forgot about the person that brought him out. And what happened to him? He did not, I will show you the end. It did not last. Nowadays, people are doing corner thing here to get money. Somebody, when they saw our building project at the main road there, came and said, hey, what is spiritual? You people must have built that building within 3 months. I said, no. What you are seeing is over 3 years. It's over 3 years. I hold offering basket every time. We collect it, we put it there. But you know, when building is getting to the second floor, it becomes conspicuous. We will not rush. We will not go and steal. To say we want to borrow money, even me, I will not. Have I prophesied building money on you before? Oh, woman of God. Ha! I see it. When you bring the 200. Miracle, not the tired Jesus. Mr. Lord, financial pressure is real. But let me say this to you. Go for God before you go for gold, and gold will come after you. Abraham knew the right thing. He went for God. He didn't go for gold. The gold in the hands of Lot did not last because the foundation was faulty. You see, this job may not pay you, but don't join them to begin to tumble because you want quick money. Some of us don't even live by our salary anymore because, you see, the money we are siphoning from the company is enough for you to even live. Well, you are making the money. You are making the money quite all right. But let me say what the Bible says to you. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 verse 20, it says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. You will lose your innocency if you have eyes for money. Verse 22 said, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and consider not that poverty shall come upon him. Greed killed love. You saw the watered land. The next thing you will learn from Lot was that
Lot got that money that he wanted temporarily. God said, I will give it to Abraham forever. You see, it is true blessing that will last in your hand, not kone-kone blessing. God said to Abraham, I will give you forever. Lot, it was temporary because Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. He lost it all. He lost it all. He lost it all. What does the Bible say? Proverbs 20 verse 17. Proverbs 20 verse 17 says, bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man. Oh, give me Proverbs 20. Say, bread of deceit is sweet to a man. While your money, it is sweet. It is sweet. I have office on the island. In the evening, you will see them. You go to some of those restaurants, you see them. They have come with different cars. Very sweet. And you are walking, you'll be asking yourself, Lord, where will I ever buy a house? Lord, what about me? Even now, some parents are even helping their children become thieves. Somebody told me of the woman, said, this woman is the one that makes the call for on behalf of his child to rob people. The woman, the mother. The mother is the one that makes the call on behalf of the son. Pretend, hello. So Mr. and Mrs. Oli, mother and daughter Oli Enterprises. But what does the Bible say? Bread gained by deceit is sweet money. So there is something called deceit money. But afterward, his mouth shall be full of gravel. When you chop deceit money, 419 money, you are eating gravel. There's no way your life can be the same again. Dr. Paul Elitcher said, when I got this point from him the other time, he said, Lot wanted to erase the man that raised him. What, when you say you are taking the good part of the land, what is it that you want to leave for Abraham? Some people, when they employ them in a place, that place, until it dies, the place has to die so that they can live. So many organizations today are dead because of the people they employ in that place. In one of the banks, they said the guy overnight colluded with some fraudster. They moved billions of naira from the vault of the bank electronically because he was one of the IT guys. Let me say this. Those of you believing God for promotion, believe God for character before you pray for promotion. Because you see, the order in Genesis is this. Genesis 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Then he said, and let them have power, let them have dominion. True success means image comes before character. Image comes before power, I mean. If you want success that will last, character has to come before what? Power. Christ said, let us make man. Give me Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Go for character before you go for money. Because you see, when you are successful without character, that success will end up destroying your life. A lot of people today have been destroyed by their success. One promotion, they have come to womanizer. They don't take care of their children anymore. One promotion now, they can talk to anybody. Anybody. Oh, you just travel to America and come back now. You have gone to pierce your ear. And say, hello, man. What's up? What's up? Hey, but boy, you went to your WhatsApp, you didn't enter BRT. Is somebody with me? Is it wrong to say what's up? Is that how your mother said you'll be saying it? Now you want to shake everybody, you cannot even prostrate anymore. Is somebody with me today? Yes, by the time this service is finished, you are going here a changed man forever. Amen. Every power that the enemy has engaged you with, every wrong mindset is being pulled out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. And finally, what was the error of Lot? What was the biblical principle that Lot was breaking when he took that decision? He did not receive Abraham as a father. Lot's father was Abraham's brother. And yet, when Abraham said, oh boy, let us separate. We are brothers. He said, yes, we are brothers. Ah! This man that is your father's brother opened his mouth to say we are brothers. And you say, yes, sir. We are brothers. Who is fathering your life? You see, there are three types of father you should never joke with in your life. Your biological father, your substitute father, and your spiritual father. You see, the generation that sings only about mothers and do not celebrate father is a deceived generation. No matter how much we see sweet mother, if you dishonor your father, he cannot be sweet life for you. But what is it the devil is doing? Because you see, mother's natural, it will be an anomaly for anybody not to love their mother because she spends most of the time with you. But as for fathers, his fault is always magnified before us. Lot, the Lord said, honor your father and your mother. He sees Abraham as uncle, as he said, my brother. And he said, yes, we are brothers because you two, you have riches now. You see, you may be standing, but where your father is sitting, you can't see farther than him. Because the difference between you and your father is called experience. He has gone through things that you have not gone through. Your father may not be rich. You may be richer than your father. But let me say this to you. You cannot be poorer than your father. And if you are poorer than your father, you cannot have the wisdom of your father through the one he has gained by experience. Some of you are there. Your father is washing clothes. And you are not there. You are there. He has trained you now. You don't honor him. Go and check. Lord never sent one kobo all through his life to Abraham. Never go and read. Lord never said one thank you. Even you, when was the last time you called your daddy to say, daddy, I just want to thank you for what you have done in my life. But rather you are full of complaints, bitterness. Your mother may be a good mother, but she may be a bad wife. Not every mother is a wife. The part that you are seeing that they are having issues with is the wife part, not the mother part. What your father is having problem with your mother is the wife. Not you call her mother, but to him is what? A wife. It's not a mother. You must separate the two. Separate the two. Separate the two. What most of us have not separated is a mother from a wife. If you two were a man, you would not have married your mother. I'm telling you. Some of us. I knew a mother who, when the husband is coming, she will be with her friend like this, outside, joking. And the man will enter, the woman will not stand up. It is the children that will go and serve the man. For some of us wives now, since we have grown up children, our children have now become the wife of our husband. You are now too big to serve him. And now you are training your own child to dishonor our own husband. Honor your father. There's no clause. If you go and read the end of Lot, this man that had money, because of the absence of a father in his life, he was wasted. When Abraham today, Israel is still around. Where is Lot? Lot, everything, I will show you the end of Lot. You will not end like him. Amen. If your father is alive, honor him. The next people, the father, substitute father, are the people that God raised to take the place of your biological father. Even if he may be alive or dead. Because some of us, our father are not playing the role, then God will give you a substitute father. Your substitute father may be your uncle. He may even be your brother. Sometimes he may even be your pastor. But you see that he pays your school fees. He cares for you. He's asking for you. That is a substitute father. Receive him as a father. How do you know you have received a father in your life? Number one is that one of the signs that you have a father in your life is that he must be able to rebuke you, correct you, and chastise you. You don't have a father if he cannot correct you, if he cannot chastise you, if he cannot rebuke you, if your father cannot say, shut up your dirty mouth. I say, what? Daddy, why would you say that? Shut up. So at this your level now, because of this car you have, nobody can tell you to shut up. Nobody can tell you to sit down. One time I told my spiritual father, I said, why is it that you are not angry with me? You are not disciplining me. It's been long you corrected me. Because you see, the difference between a pastor and a pastor father is that a pastor will give you doctrine. A pastor father will give you correction and rebuke. When you have a pastor father, he will give you correction, he will give you rebuke. But a pastor, he will give you, look at me now. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. No. But when I know my children, when you say I'm gentle, they will say, he's not gentle. We know he's not gentle. Because to those that are my pastor, I will have to be very gentle. How are you? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. But my own children, who is your father? The reason why the evil people are triumphing over our lives, I was reading the one army court martial, one of the army general recently. You go and read it. They court martialed him. So I was interested in reading one of the outline, how he spent some of the money. And they said that he spent the money, I quote now, on behalf of Buratai, the former army chief of army staff. Now, according to that article on Sahara Reporters, he said a lot of time that Buratai will call him. Then one part got to me. He said, even there are some imams, according to Sahara Reporters, I'm quoting now, you can go and read it, it's online. That's why I'm mentioning the outlet already. He said, there are some imams that comes to pray. So he would tell him, he give them in dollars. So I said, look at this one now. He has imams in his life. He's servicing them with dollars. You, the father you have, you give him kobo. Kobo blessing and dollar blessing. Which one will go far? You, your own father. Even your own pastor. You will not even buy orange for him. As a pastor, pray for me. I want promotion in that place of work. It must happen. But as the pastor is praying for him, he's even drinking gari. A gari stomach blessing you will only have gari results. But this one, his only mouth is giving them dollars, keeping them inside one place. And you are a child of God, you are fighting with him. Then you say, it's like my God is not real. No, honor is what is lacking in your life. Honor is what is lacking in your life. Who is your substitute father? If you don't have a father, a biological father, by all means, you have a substitute father. Everybody has a father. It's only those who have refused to receive them. Lot has the father, but he only refused to receive the father ministry of Abraham. How can Abraham be your father and you still died like that? He perished because there was no covering over his life. One of the things father brings to bear in our life is the covering they give us. It's the covering they give us. Fight for your father's blessings. Fight for your father's blessing. Is somebody with me?
Yes, sir.
Fight for your father's blessings. If your father is a drunkard and everybody's calling a drunkard, be identified with it. That drunkard is my father. Let them go to hell. Because out of that drunkard you have emerged, at least he vomited you out. The drunkenness did not kill you. If your father is in prison, they said your father has stolen. I'm not saying that you should also become a thief. Go and visit him in prison. Let them say, my level one here. Yes, so it's my father. Because even his mistake will turn out to be your own blessing. That is how to break generational curses. Whatever conquered your father, if you don't dishonor him, will not conquer you. But when you dishonor him, whatever conquer him will conquer you. That is what we call how to avoid your father's devil. Every father has a weakness. But his weakness becomes our strength. When you take away your eyes from the weakness of your father and you still honor him, that weakness will emerge as a strength in your own life. You will become a better daddy, a better husband. I pray for you today that every transference of curse in your life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's look at the hand of Lot. Just quickly, let me read the hand of Lot and we'll pray. That I said that you need to see the end. With all the money he had, Genesis 29 to 30. Genesis 29 to 30. No, sorry, Genesis 19, 29. Genesis 19 to 29.
Genesis 19:29 said, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. Do you see the covering of Abraham over Lot? And when he overthrew the city in which Lot dwelt, verse 30, and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters with him, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his daughter. He was no longer living among all the money he went to go and get, because that money had no blessing. He lived his life in a cave, in the mountain, when there is no water. Biblical principles will make you live in blessings all the days of your life. When you don't live your life based on the word of God, following the principle. You see, don't say, it's not how you feel, it's what God says that will prevail. Forever, O God, thy word is settled. It is settled in heaven. You will not end up in a cave. I pray for you that you will not end up in a cave. I pray that this frustration in your career will be lifted in the name of Jesus. I pray that every embargo over your life will be lifted today in the name of Jesus. I pray that every transgenerational curses that has found its way into your own life, I pray today it shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. I pray that that which conquered your father will not conquer you. In the name of Jesus, embracing biblical principles. Embrace it. Stand to your feet with me. Lift your voice and thank the Lord for his word today. Say, Lord, I thank you for your word. I'm grateful for your word. I don't know how God has spoken to you, but he brought you here so that your life can be changed forever. There is a shift in your life that is taking place. Some of you are going to say, you are turning from some things that have been long displeasing to God in your life. Today, that curse is being broken. So just first and foremost, lift your and say, my Father, my God, I thank you for blessing me with your word. I thank you for your word that has come to me. I am grateful, Lord. I am thankful to you, Lord. Thank you for sending your word to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for sending your word to me. Thank you for your word that has come to me today. I thank you for your word. I'm grateful for your word. I celebrate your word in my life today. I do not take it for granted that I've heard your word. Thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless God for his word. Open your mouth with thanksgiving. Let me hear you pray today and thank God, because the word of God comes to bring turnaround to you. It comes to break the shackles and the chains of limitation. The word of God comes to usher you to the next level. So lift your voice and say, thank you, Lord, for your word. I am grateful. I am thankful. I am grateful because you have sent your word to me. Your word that brings changes and turnaround. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All the glory be to you. All the honor be to you. All the adoration be to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, unto you, O Lord, be glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want you to pray for mercy. Today, there are those of you who are here, you know that you have been living, you know, you don't have any biblical principles you are following. God cannot speak to you anymore. You are a man of your own. Nobody can, the word of God can't correct you, can't chastise you. I want you to pray, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I receive grace to imbibe godly character today. Have mercy on me. I repent
I pray for mercy.
Pray for mercy.
For these lies.
For this deception.
For all the wrong things I'm doing. Have mercy on me.
Show me your mercy.
And let your grace locate me today. Lift your voice and talk to God yourself. Lift your voice and talk to God. 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 Oh, precious Father. Have mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus. Pray for mercy from the depth of your heart. Pray for mercy from the depth of your heart. Pray for the mercy from the mercy of God. From the depth of your heart. Yes, we pray for mercy today. Oh, let your mercy locate us. Let your mercy locate us. We pray, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We pray in the name of
we pray oh, yes.
for mercy. We pray for mercy, Lord. So parabadi prele maraku sobera la baba bella baba baba radi prele maraku sobera.
Oh yes,
merci, merci.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now all eyes bow and all eyes closed. Before we pray the next prayer, and I'm going to be praying for some of you to be delivered from strange curses that is afflicting your life. Because as I was praying, I believe that the Lord is laying on my heart. There are some of you who are afflicted seriously with the transference of curse because of the laws you have broken. But God brought you here today so that your life can be changed forever. Now, I want to pray for you. Maybe somebody invited you or you came on your own or you've been coming around, but you are not born again. To be born again means to accept Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior. To receive the forgiveness of God and receive His salvation. Receive His righteousness. Jesus does not reveal to redeem. He does not reveal to condemn. He reveals to redeem.
Yes.
Jesus is not a killer. He's a Savior.
Yes.
Today, I don't want anything that will hinder the prayer I will pray for you. Because the Bible says that if you imbibe sin in your heart, God will not hear you.
Yes.
Today, I want you to receive forgiveness. Because there is a Savior here who is in the business of forgiving sins. So wherever you are saying, man of God, I want you to pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to have a new start. I want my past to be washed away. Yeah, this life, I want to have a new beginning. I want God to show me mercy. Wherever you are, I know you are here. That's why God brought you here.
Yes.
God brought you here because your season of change has come.
Yes.
That which wants to destroy your life, God has brought you here so that you'll be delivered from it. So today you are saying, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I want to be born again. I want the curse broken. I want to be a child of God. Wherever you are, just place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. God bless you. Yes. Those who want to give their life to Jesus, just place your hand on your chest. I see those hands. God bless you. You are doing the right thing. You are making the most important decision that can turn things around for the better in your life. God bless you. I see your hand. Now, I want you to take one more step of faith to put the devil to shame. I want you to say, this is a new beginning. Can you please come to me here? I want to pray for you. Whenever you are, just come very quickly. I want to pray for you. You want to give your life to Jesus? Just come. Come. Oh, yes. God bless you. Today is marking a new beginning in your life. Kata shile bayata. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Satan is crying already. I said, Satan is, if he had known, he would not have come to church.
Yes.
He would have stopped you from coming to church today.
Oh, yes.
But the devil has lost. Oh, oh yes. The devil has lost.
Oh, yes.
God bless. He has lost.
Oh, yes.
He has lost.
Oh, yes.
I said, the devil has lost the
oh,
battle
yes.
over your life.
Yes.
He has, these ones, this Jesus is setting them free. A new beginning has come. A new beginning has come. Yes, a new beginning has come. God bless you. I'm still waiting for the last person. You are there. Come quickly. Come quickly. I'm waiting for the last person. Come quickly. You are thinking, should I go? Should I not go? Take that step of faith. God bless you. Come. Yes. You are the one I'm waiting for. Come. Come. Oh, yes. Now, place your hand on your chest. I say, Jesus, here I am.
have mercy on me. Say, oh God, here I am. Have mercy on me, Lord. Just pray for mercy. Say, here I am. My name is John. Have mercy on me. Jesus, Savior of the world, have mercy on my soul. Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Savior of the world, have mercy on my soul. Yes, Jesus. Here I am, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Just pray for mercy. He's a merciful Jesus. He's a merciful Jesus. He's a merciful Jesus. One of you, I see chains broken. As you are asking for mercy, I see a hand removing chains from your life. That, I don't know what that chain is. Maybe you are a chain smoker, but I see that chain being broken. As you are praying, I see chains broken. I see chains being 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 broken. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Lord. Today is a day of grace and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Now, with your hand on your chest. Oh, Lord. Oh, something is happening here. I'm telling you. Something is happening here. With your hands on your chest, I want you to repeat these words after me. They are words of affirmation. They are words of agreements that you believe that today is marking a new beginning in your life. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I humble myself before you.
I humble myself before you.
Oh, my Maker.
Oh, my Maker.
I acknowledge that I am a sinner.
That I am a sinner.
I am not hiding my sins from you.
I'm not hiding my sins from
you. I acknowledge that I am in need.
That I am in need
of forgiveness.
Of forgiveness.
And the salvation of Jesus.
And the salvation of
today,
Jesus.
Today.
Today.
I mention your name. I come to you, Lord Jesus.
I come to you, Lord Jesus.
I open my heart for you.
I open my heart for you.
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to
Lord
you.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please come into my life.
Please come into my life.
And be my Lord.
And be my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
I repent.
I repent.
I turn.
I turn.
I turn.
I turn.
From my sinful ways.
From my sinful ways.
From my wicked ways.
From my wicked ways.
I turn to you, Jesus.
I turn to you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please come in.
Please come in.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Take your place.
Take your place.
Take your place.
Take your place.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Wash away all my sins.
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 Wash away my wickedness.
Wash away all my wickedness.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From the power of darkness.
From the power of darkness.
Savior of the world.
Savior of the world.
Save my life today.
Save my life today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For showing me your mercy.
For showing me your mercy.
Now say with me, Satan.
Satan.
I renounce you.
I renounce you.
I have given my life to Jesus.
I have given my life to Jesus.
I will not take it back.
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 I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am now a child of God.
I am now a child of God.
Satan.
Satan.
No more you in my life.
No more you in my life.
I will not follow you anymore.
I can't follow you anymore.
I follow Jesus.
I follow Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my soul today.
For saving my soul today.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, lift up your hands. I thank you for those ones who have humbled themselves before you.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
These ones have come unto you, Lord. Give them rest.
Amen.
Enter into your rest.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I congratulate you in the name of Jesus today.
Oh, yeah.
That today marks a new beginning in your life.
Amen.
Now you will move from glory to glory.
Amen.
From strength to strength.
Amen.
From grace to grace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you forevermore.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Shout a louder amen.
Amen.
Now before you go to your seat, you are going to follow that sister. She's going to give you a small booklet. It's our gift to you. You are going to read it. All right. You are going to follow that. They will give you a small booklet. Then when you take the booklet, then you can come back to your seat. God bless you. Can we clap for Jesus as they follow her? Please. Can you follow her? Please follow her. Just follow her. God bless you. Yes, please follow her. God bless you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, the rest of us, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. The mercy of God is locating you today.
Amen.
The Bible said that God giveth more grace. God giveth more grace. You are going to pray. I receive grace. To overcome ungodly character. I receive grace.
I receive grace
to run the race of character.
To run the race of character.
I receive grace
to develop
godly character.
Godly character.
Every weakness
or weaknesses
confronting my life.
Confronting my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I overcome you from today. Go ahead and lift your voice and pray for yourself. Lift your voice and pray. He giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. God is giving you more grace today. He's giving you more grace today. Yeah, receive grace to run the race. Grace to follow Jesus. Grace to be obedient to His word.
Grace. We receive more grace.
Every weakness, every weakness, contending with your life, receive the grace to rise above it. A new dawn has come.
Oh Lord, my God, I receive more grace. I receive grace to run the race of character in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, I cry upon you for grace. More grace. Radu Brakatayada. Eshada Bayadara. Radu Kabaya. Elasatoa. Achandabaya. Ikababa. Radosa. Elabayaba. Radoba. Eshadada. Ikababo. Radalabayaba. Rashatataya. Oh Lord my God. I cry upon you for grace. For grace. To overcome weaknesses. Witnesses, Ayadabakukakaya, Epaladara, Adobaya, addiction, grace to overcome.
In Jesus' name we pray. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Say, honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long, so that it can be well with you. I want you to pray for yourself today. Every curse of dishonor that might have found its way into my life, Lord, show me mercy and deliver me. Lord,
show me mercy and deliver me.
Every curse of dishonor that has found its way into my life, in the name of Jesus, I repent today and I receive the mercy of God. I repent today and I receive the mercy of God. Lift your voice and pray for yourself. Lift your voice and pray for yourself.
Every curse of dishonor that has find its way into my life.
Oh, yes.
I will say mercy. I will say mercy.
Oh, yes. I repent and I receive mercy. Lord, deliver me from the curse. That it may always be well with me. That my days may be long. Every curse of dishonor that has found its way into my life, I repent today. I receive mercy.
Every curse of dishonor.
I receive mercy. In the name of Jesus. I receive mercy and I repent.
Every cause. Deliver me, O God. By your mercy. I am delivered from every cause of dishonor.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I hear somebody, you are here, listen to this instruction. You were wounded by your father. And you have not forgiven. Your father really hurts you. I just heard the word wounded. It may be emotional injury. And it has left a scar in your heart. It's a trap.
is a trap. It's a trap. It's a snare. The devil put it there so that he can cut short your life. Today, I want to release him. Say, Lord, I forgive him. I don't know what he has done for you or he did to you. But I want you to say, Lord, I don't know who you are, but I would like if you can see me after the service. But you know it is there. It's fresh. You can feel it. It's not something you like to talk about. It's not something you like to talk about. It's not something you like to talk about. It's there. It's there. It's there. Today, let's go. For God wants to bring you into a new season. God wants to bring you into a new season. It's a season that you have long awaited. But this has been the barricade the enemy has used to hinder you from entering to that season. The enemy has used this successfully against you. Now you have to let go today. I don't know who you are. I just want to say I release it. I forgive. By the blood of Jesus, I receive healing. From this car, I receive healing. I let go, Lord. I let go, Lord. I let go, Lord. The rest of you, just pray for the grace to receive a father ministry in your life. But if you are in that category, just let go right now. Those of you who are not in that category, just pray, Lord, I receive grace to receive the ministry of the Father in my life. I receive grace to receive the ministry of the Father in my life. I receive grace to receive the ministry of a father in my life. But if you are the one that your father, you are wounded, you are injured, say, I let go. I forgive. I forgive. See, God is making you whole right now. Something is taking place in your life right now. It's taking place in your life. It's taking place in your life. There's a turnaround. A turnaround is taking place in your life. Oh yes. 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 Oh, Cavaletta Alabu, Swamba La Cata, Seria de Gesinto Vesha, O Celinda Regedes, in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Can you just raise your hand a bit or stretch it out? Lord, these are destinies that have been recovered today. These are destinies the enemy aimed at destroying. But now these destinies have been preserved because of your mercy. I pray for those ones who have been hurt, who have been injured, wounded by their fathers, and they have not been able to let go. Let the balm of Gilead flow into your heart today. Let the balm of Gilead flow into your heart today. Receive healing in the name of Jesus.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Receive healing in the name of Jesus. You've not been able to relate with him because he was not there for you. So you are living like a lone ranger even though he's alive. But today, receive healing. Receive healing.
Amen.
Receive healing. Receive healing.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now receive grace to receive the ministry of a father.
Amen.
May the covering of a father be renewed upon your own life.
Amen.
May the blessing of a father come upon you today.
Amen.
May the curse of dishonor be destroyed in your own life today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever wants to cut your life short, whatever wants to cause you things not to be well with you, today, by the mercy of God, be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, as you go forth into this new week, the Bible says, he granted them favor before the Egyptians and they gave to them. I declare over you today, as you have received the word of the Lord,
that this very week, the favor of the Lord will answer for you in all your endeavors.
Amen.
This very week, everywhere you turn, you will receive favor.
Amen.
This very week, whatever caused others to fall will not cause you to fall.
Amen.
Whatever causes death to others will not cause you to die.
Amen.
This very week, circumstances will favor you.
Amen.
The elements will favor you.
Amen.
Men will favor you.
Amen.
Everything will work out well in your favor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare over you this week you will not be stranded.
Amen.
You will return back again with the testimony of favor.
Amen.
You will sing the song, I never Amen. Knew it will favor me this way.
Oh, yes.
This is the week for that song to happen in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare that you are blessed. In your going out, you are blessed.
Amen.
In your coming in, you are blessed.
Amen.
The Lord will fill your mouth with the song of thanksgiving.
Amen.
And you shall sing and bring glory to God.
Amen.
In Jesus' wonderful name I have prayed.
Amen.
Somebody shout a louder amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in on this episode. We hope you've been blessed and empowered to transcend new heights of faith and growth. Stay connected with us for more empowering and faith-filled messages. And remember, you are part of a community committed to transformation. Until next time, go forth empowered by God's grace.